Texte numéro 2. A squirrel has more rights than a girl. The award-winning American actress Meryl Streep, who attended an event on the situation facing women and girls in Afghanistan as part of the United Nations General Assembly, called the Taliban's draconian restrictions on women's lives a form of suffocation. A squirrel has more rights than a girl in Afghanistan under the current regime, she said, to call on the UN to protect Afghan women and restore their rights. A squirrel has indeed more rights than a girl in Afghanistan today, because, she added, the public parks have been closed to women and girls. A bird may sing in Kabul parks, but a girl or a woman may not in public. In the 3 years since the Taliban have taken control of Afghanistan, women have seen their rights and freedoms systematically stripped away. They have been barred from most forms of paid employment, prevented from walking in public parks, and, worst of all, girls have been stopped from going to secondary school or university. Last month, a new set of vice and virtue laws was published. These laws state that women must completely veil their bodies, including their faces, in thick clothing at all times in public, to avoid leading men into temptation and vice. Women's voices, also deemed to be potential instruments of vice, will not be allowed to be heard in public under the new restrictions that clearly state that women must not be heard singing or reading aloud, even from inside their houses. The actress Meryl Streep spoke alongside human rights defenders who called on the UN to help women and girls in Afghanistan who, according to an Afghan leading women's rights activists, are the victims of gender apartheid. The word apartheid comes from the Afrikaans word that means apart and was first used to describe the treatment of black people in South Africa under white minority rule from 1948 to the early 1990s. But then, even though there is a crime of apartheid in international law, it applies only to racial groups, not to gender. A prominent group of Afghan and Iranian women are therefore backing a campaign calling for gender apartheid to be recognised as a crime under international law, especially since it is not an Afghan issue, but part of the global fight against extremism. Meryl Streep's comments have been widely shared on social media by human rights activists, who praise the actress for using her name and fame to amplify the voices of women. They also hope that codifying gender apartheid in the world under international law will be discussed and agreed at the UN General Assembly over the coming weeks. Adapted from The Guardian, September 2024.